We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I see the triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call the Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Good morning.
What up, what up, what up?
How is everybody out there?
I caught an injury.
You really? Is it a groin injury? What is it? What's the problem?
All right, so shout out to everybody out there if you're in a relationship.
Man, you better have a real injury, man.
You're setting up these stories for failure. So, you know, every once in a while, right, when you're with your spouse or your significant other, you want to go in, right? Not just your regular thing.
Sexually, so. You mean?
Yeah, sexually.
Because he's thrusting right now, right. People. I don't know if you can see him.
I'm about to say that. So, you know, sometimes you use the footboard to give you a little more push.
The football? Why y'all got a football in the bedroom?
Footboard, not football.
I'm like, what the hell?
You kinky, but not that kinky. Right, so I'm doing it. And, you know, boom, doing my thing. And then when I get up, I fall, my calves locked up, and I fell. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm trying to play it off, but I'm on the floor last night. It was definitely the old man thrusting, man.
Exactly. When she said, what's wrong with you? You should have said, I'm 40, whatever. I'm old. That's what it is. It's age.
Goodness gracious.
That ain't no injury. You earned that one.
Goodness gracious.
Trying to have sex like a young boy.
I tried. I did good for about a good, I ain't even gonna lie, like about a good 60 seconds.
I said it yesterday when it came to Lionel Richie being 71 years old with that 30-something year old. Now, ain't no all night long when you that age. But you know what I'm saying? You better bring the Commodores in and help you.
But I ain't think my wife really knew what was going on. Then this morning she texted me. She was like, how's your legs feeling? I said, damn, you ain't had to hit me with that this morning. Well,
drop on the Clues Bonds for Gia. She won last night.
She did. She won. I tapped out.
Y'all might have been playing football for real. Sound like you got tackled.
I got tackled.
You on injured reserve now?
Yikes. All right. Well, good morning, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good morning.
And welcome home again to Bobby Shmurda. I seen Bobby Shmurda all over the place. He had a little party.
Yes, he had a family gathering. He just got out of jail.
I love to see that.
Years.
Yeah, welcome home, Bobby Shmurda. I seen everybody giving his flowers, making sure he's straight, giving him some bread and his jewelry. I think he got a crib, so I'm happy he's home and back to making music.
Yeah, Bobby should have walked away with like $1 million. Him and Roddy, he should have walked away with $1 million in cash from all of the street rappers.
Yeah, well, a lot, you know, of street rappers, I mean, were giving him money.
I saw it.
That, which is dope.
I saw it. Which, as they should, based off the fact of the rules that they put out
streets,
there. The
correct.
Rules that the streets put out there, or the rules that a lot of these rappers come into the game with. based on the fact he was a stand-up individual.
Yes.
Wasn't an informant.
Correct.
He should have, you know, walked away with a lot of money. And, you know, I saw people was giving me flack yesterday saying, how can you salute this guy? Number one, I'm saluting the brother because he made it out of hell after 6-7 years.
He served his time.
He served his time. He paid his debt to society. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now he's getting a second chance at life. But most importantly, the reason I salute him is because he's a man who dealt with the consequences of his actions.
Correct.
He dealt with the consequences of his actions.
He sure did.
He went to jail. Mm-hmm. He didn't bring anybody else down with him. That's what you call to me, manning up.
That's a stand-up person.
That's just manning up. A lot of people nowadays, young and old, they don't like to deal with the consequences of their actions. He did.
And not only
that, I respect that.
He was going to get less time, but decided to take more time. I think he was going to get less time if he, something with Rowdy. Mm-hmm. And he decided, he says, no, well, I'm not going against Rowdy. I'd rather take the more time so Rowdy doesn't get more time. And he's a stand-up individual. So welcome home, Bobby Shmurda.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get the show cracked. You better be pulling up some Bobby Shmurda right now. I'll give you 10 seconds, man. Pull up Bobby Shmurda. All right, E, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
You better not type me.
Well, let's talk about somebody who suffered a real injury, and that would be Tiger Woods.
All right, we'll get into that later, and I'm sure we could push this Drake off for a second for some Bobby Shmurda this morning.
Drum just typed hot N-word.
And now he typed hot boy.
Hot boy is the edited version.
Hot boy.
Cash Money should come up then.
It's Bobby Shmurda. Welcome home, Mr. Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm going to run out with that
I'm telling you, man, the lesson in the Bobby Shmurda, Roddy Rebel situation to me is accountability. Accountability is something none of you like to have anymore. There's consequences and repercussions to all your actions, but for some reason, you folks don't like to deal with them. Bobby and Roddy dealt with theirs. I respect it. Drop on a clues bomb for those two brothers.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, ye?
Well, first, a shout out to our Brooklyn Nets, who won again last night, 127-118. And we have three players in the All-Star game, too. So, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. That's the first time ever with three All-Stars on the team.
Well, yeah, this is the first time the Nets actually had a team. That's the reason why. But also, this was the first time also they allowed fans in since the pandemic. So, they allowed fans in Brooklyn, and they also allowed fans
300.
In the Garden.
Mm-hmm. 300 people were allowed in, and everybody got an at-home COVID test that was also wrapped in with the cost of the ticket. So
that's too much in Brooklyn. 300 people in Brooklyn? That's way too much.
Shut up,
that's
man.
Way too much.
Arena holds like 30,000, 40,000.
Yeah, but that's way too much. 300 Brooklynites in one building? No.
All right, now Tiger Woods is recovering from major surgery on his right leg. He was involved in a high-speed single-car accident outside of L.A., and they're saying they also had to put a rod in his leg. So they said he suffered comminuted open fractures to both the upper and lower portions of his tibia and fibula in his right leg and damage to the ankle bones and trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg. Ouch.
Hey, that's terrible. Could be worse, though. I saw that car yesterday. I'm like, man, he could have been dead. So, you know, count your blessings.
They said he was the sole occupant of a 2021 Genesis SUV, and he headed northbound. They said it was a two-lane road, and he was driving at a relatively greater speed than normal. His vehicle crossed onto the wrong side of the road. It was about 7:12 a.m., and then he veered off the road entirely and onto a hillside. A neighbor called 911 to alert authorities. They said he was conscious when they arrived on the scene.
Man, life comes at you fast. Can you imagine that? 7:12 in the morning, you probably just getting up, starting your day, going to get some coffee or something. And then something like that happens? Lord have mercy. Thank God he's still here, though.
I wonder if...
Yeah, did anybody watch that documentary on him, too? It was pretty good.
Nah,
I didn't see it.
It was like a two-part documentary.
Nah, I didn't see it.
I should have watched it. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Tiger Woods has just never been that exciting to me, honestly. Like, you know.
I have his book here, too. If you watch the documentary, I think you'll find it really interesting. Just the role that his father played in his life. You know, what he was like growing up. All of that. It's pretty interesting.
Does he talk about the bodies, though? Does he talk about
that's
the
actually
women?
In part two, in really? The part two of it. Yeah, and they actually have them on there, some of them on there, too.
How many is it? Like more than 10?
I didn't watch the full part. I watched the first part. The second part, they said, was more about the women.
Got you. I might just skip to part two then.
Now, I wonder, you know, that car that you just named is called a Genesis. It's a new manufacturer, and I wonder if that car had something to do with the accident and crash since there was no other person involved. It wasn't like there was black ice because it was cold because he was in Florida. So I wonder what the
California.
Cause for the... Oh, California. I wonder what the cause for that accident was.
Well, they said he was driving a lot faster than he should have been.
Mm-hmm. Flying in that Genesis.
Right. And anybody out there that's looking for a job right now, the TSA is seeking to hire over 6,000 airport security screening officers, just putting that out there. They want to do that by summer 2021. And Six Flags is opening all the parks, so they're hiring thousands of employees as well. So just putting that out there for y'all.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
What if Tiger Woods was listening to The Gray Area by 2 Chainz while he was driving? He just was like feeling himself. Hit that gas a little.
I don't feel like he listens to that type of music.
You don't think so? Gray Area?
Maybe Bruce Springsteen.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that thing like Bruce Springsteen.
Come on now.
Y'all are foul, man.
Old enough to be your daddy, young enough to mama?
Nirvana.
That sound like Tiger Woods to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe we foul, Drummos.
This is a great figure in the black community. Y'all trying to...
Whoa. Right? Tiger Woods has never identified as black.
Never
you slow down, Drummos. Okay?
Oh, now he's not black.
Okay. No, he never identifies as black. Just like you don't identify as Puerto Rican.
Exactly. That's not true. I'm wearing a Puerto Rican flag on me right now, obviously.
Isn't
he Caucasian, Caucasian, black,
I couldn't even
and
pronounce
Asian.
It. There you go.
Y'all
but that's black
wearing,
also.
You guys are definitely wearing them red Nike polo shirts when Tiger Woods was popping.
Never.
Somebody pull up a picture.
Never.
Definitely were.
Never. I've never found Tiger Woods exciting like that. And when he didn't identify as a black man and was running around here saying he was Caucasian, I'm like, okay. You know, I don't
that
like
is,
golf.
But
I don't like golf.
It's Caucasian, black, and Asian,
it's
right?
Too much.
I mean, it's what he is.
That's Nepopolitan. What's that thing called? What's that ice cream called?
Neapolitan.
There you go.
Man.
There you go.
Nepopolitan. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Morgan from Ohio. I fought yesterday, and I got a bone to pick with Charlamagne.
Get in line.
I, I basically said we need to normalize getting people stuff other than getting them stuff for Valentine's Day and their birthday. And Charlamagne gonna say, oh God. What was that for?
What do you mean? I do agree. You said we need to normalize getting people stuff on Valentine's and their birthday.
Yeah, you said, oh God, like you didn't agree. So I'm just kind of confused.
I don't remember. I was high yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, I don't remember this conversation.
I do want to know if you have any more books. Or your anxiety
situation. Oh God. No, I'm just playing. For you, yes. I do.
Yeah, I got the Black Mental one yesterday, so I can't wait to read it.
The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker, you got that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna send you a copy of my book Shook on Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me then.
Hold on,
okay,
mama.
And I'm sorry, my mom be hating on you. She the one who told me that you almost dogged me after I said that, because she listens to the radio too, but she does not like you at all.
How old is your mama?
She thinks you're the old Charlamagne. She's 42.
You should send her a book, too.
We the same age?
Yep.
Well, young and like the gray area, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Tell your mama.
How old are you, mama?
I'm 22.
Okay.
Well, tell your mama we all grow, we all evolve, okay?
Hold on. Don't hang up.
And tell her I love her.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Chemistry.
Hey.
Chemistry?
Yes, Chemistry.
Oh.
Good morning.
Interesting
morning.
Name.
They said you have a poem for us about your ex?
Yes, I have a poem I would love to do. I'll keep it as clean as I can for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. He loves me and I love him not the way I used to. To me, love is like a $20 lap dance from a man named Thunder doing a handstand, wanting me to praise him like we on American Bandstand. But the truth is, I just needed you to dance for me. You're damn right, Yosemite Sam. It's hunting season. I've been cheating. You ain't giving me no reasons not to in spite of you. Still looking for romance to go out, bring home the eggs and the bacon. And since you in the kitchen, you might as well cook it. I'll taste it and let you know if you're worth savoring. Charlie can't be my number one, but hopefully you can make it to my top five favorites. And I heard you when you said the eyes never lie, but you forgot to mention that. Play six. I'm working with six eyes, and I don't need an alibi. You're not even my guy. In fact, I'm sharing you with the world. So why would I run around wearing a fake persona, being your only girl? I told you I'd be true to you. I said I'd do 10 years and 3.5 of your kids. If
just you tell me when to snap.
I'd do it again. Did you want me to stop or keep going?
No, I was gonna say, tell me when to snap. So I, you know what I'm saying?
You can stop, Mama. That yeah. was getting kind of long, but thank you for
love
calling.
I think it sounded
pretty good. Dope, it sounded dope. Pretty good.
Love Jones too. You in there? Def Poetry Jam
you got
reboot.
Some talent.
All right.
Please look me up on Instagram. It's Chemistry KYMISTRI 7. I'm looking to collaborate with anyone that is looking for a really dope poet. Who really, really, really has a vision.
Well, yeah.
What about if your ex-boyfriend wanted to collaborate?
I have an ex-husband and wow. My fiance, and if they wanted to collaborate, I would walk them, and I would go ahead and show them some love, and then I would whoop their, you know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you have no choice but to collaborate with people because your name is Chemistry. You have to live up to your name at all times.
Thank you, Mama.
That's an amazing name, by the way. I've never heard a person refer to themselves as Chemistry.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Power 105.1. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this French, man. What's happening?
What's up, my G? Get it off your chest.
Envy, I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Oh, boy, what happened?
Oh, man, it's bachelor thing. You rope-a-dope me in. You hoodwink me, you bamboozle me. I'm thinking the brother's on the up and up, and this stuff is fake. What? I'm talking about as fake as two left shoes. Not
why
even
would
cool.
Two left why do you be think fake? It's fake? I don't think it's fake.
Man, knock it off. It is fake.
Why? What's fake?
You
what's
know
fake?
Good, you know good and well right when that dude went up there to meet them parents, when that dad asked the man, yo, you gonna drop the ring on her finger? He's like, well, I don't know. I feel like I'm falling for her. Come on, man. Well, you know a real dad wouldn't go
you
for
want
that.
Some realness, you gotta watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, he gotta be truthful. He gotta be real. He said no, hey. And what happened? Shorty left.
Hold up, man.
But who
hold
you
up,
think go window? That's what I'm asking. Nah. Who you think go window?
Rachel.
Nah, we can't
Rachel
give it to Rachel.
Pull that off, man.
Rachel had that little...
Rachel gonna pull it off.
Rachel had the slavery nah. Party. We can't do it with Rachel. I'm like the teacher.
Antebellum.
Guy. And 90 Day Fiancé, I'm not going to even entertain that one. That's
real. Now, that's realness. You would love that. Forget all this bachelor
Angela,
stuff. 90
Angela
Day Fiancé.
Used to be a 10 in my book. You just dropped down to a 2. Knock it off.
Lord have mercy.
You haven't even seen the show.
I'm still trying to figure out how two left feet are fake. Why the two left feet got to be fake? He said you fake his two left feet. Huh?
I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Uber Mike Dallas. How y'all doing, Breakfast Club?
Bless Black and highly favored. How you doing, Lift Mike?
Pretty good. Uber Mike and Lift Mike. Hey, two things I want to get off my chest. The first thing, I want to send out a shout out to all the rideshare providers that drove in that winter storm like I did, getting those families to safety. And the last thing is about tips, man. People do not tip. There's no way I give 75 rides
bro.
And get 5 tips.
Bro, you in Texas. People that's are effed it? Up. You want a tip? They trying to get out of the horrible conditions.
You see, Envy.
Man, they need the tip, man. At least a dollar minimum.
Envy got a tip for you. He got mad excited that you're not getting none.
Yo, shut up,
he
man.
Can't wait to give you one.
Shut up.
Hey, if you guys ever come to Dallas,
nah.
Hey, ride with Uber Mike. I promise I'll take care of y'all.
I love Dallas. I'm a
how
cowboy
are we supposed
fan.
To know? How do we pick you, though, if you're, we call it Uber or Lyft? How do we know we can't really just ride with you?
Just Randall, just say, hey, we coming out to Dallas. Uber Mike, if you're available, let me know. And I'll send y'all, I come ride wherever y'all at, I come pick y'all up.
How's everything okay. In Texas now? Things cleaned up a little bit?
They're gradually coming together, gradually. But a lot of people were affected, man. But me, I wasn't affected, but I was able to get people to safety and the warm spots. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right.
It said 27% of people still have issues with their water in Texas.
That's in fact, yes. They're still struggling with that, yes.
Well, Uber Mike, you can't expect a tip right now, man. People are struggling. After this is all over, then we'll tip you out.
DJ, if they stop being cheap, tip.
Goodbye.
Salute to my guy, Trader Truth. I was talking to Trey yesterday, man.
Shout out to Trader Truth. Shout out to Mr. Rogers, too, man.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, donate to Relief Gang, you can go to Angel. angelbynature.com. Angelbynature.com if you want to, you know, all give right. a little something to the folks in Texas.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about these wage disparities. We'll tell you what actor made about $40,000 while other people made millions on the same movie.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
With the
light.
Yeah, I'm rocking with the
brains.
Yeah, we pay.
We
pay. You stupid. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the guy.
There they go with those subliminal messages again. I told you they Illuminati.
Shout out to Illuminati. Let's get to the
rumors. Pushing that agenda.
You stop it, man. Let's get to the rumors, man. Let's talk Bobby Shmurda.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Well, Bobby Shmurda was released from prison yesterday, and to celebrate, he got some more platinum songs. His breakout single Hot Boy is now certified 5 times platinum, and it was previously certified gold and then platinum in 2014. Now it's 5 million. His other officially released single, Bobby Bitch, is platinum now, ever since he got released. And Rowdy Rebel's Computers got a gold certification, and Bobby Shmurda's EP, Shmurda, She Wrote, did as well.
Hey, man.
Congratulations to him, man.
Once again, the lesson in the Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel situation to me is accountability. Accountability is something none of you like to have anymore. There is consequences and repercussions to all your actions, but for some reason, you folks don't like to deal with them. Bobby and Rowdy dealt with theirs, and I respect that. So when you see me salute those brothers, it's because they dealt with the consequences of their actions.
Absolutely.
Now, did you see his first meal back home?
No. What was his first meal?
He requested 50 pounds of oxtail.
Boy, he Jamaican.
Yeah, he Jamaican.
Lord have mercy, Bobby Shmurda. No, he Jamaican. 50 pounds. You know how much 50 pounds of oxtail is?
That's not just for him. I'm sure it's for him and his family.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to eat it alone. Yeah, he can't eat that. He couldn't wait for that oxtail. All right. Joel Santana is officially off house arrest. So he posted an Instagram about that, too, of his ankle bracelet being removed from his leg yesterday. He captioned it, officially off house arrest. So congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to Jewels. He just got a new car for his birthday, too. Picked up a Maybach truck. So congratulations. Shout out to him and Kimbella.
Did you see Justin Bieber's new car?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you got?
He refigurated one of his cars. So he has a Rolls Royce and he refigurated it to make it look futuristic. So he did it himself. It wasn't that he bought it like that, but he kind of did it up. It looked dope, though. It looked crazy.
Rich people stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. He got the paper.
I thought that they built it for him.
No.
They said it's a custom Rolls Royce Wraith. It says here that he texted the founder and CEO of West Coast Customs, right? A video of a futuristic Rolls Royce prototype. He asked if he could get that car. It wasn't for sale, but they offered to build him something like it instead. And so
he bought a Rolls Royce. He sent it to West Coast Customs. And West Coast Customs, which is a shop that does aftermarket things on cars and hook up cars, do rims. They do everybody's car.
They pimped his ride, guys.
That's exactly what they
y'all
did.
Y'all complicating this. It's they pimped his ride.
That's what they did. Pimped his ride. It didn't come from the dealer. They pimped his ride.
Well, it looked nice. That's all I know. You know, I don't know anything about cars.
Nice stuff.
All right, and Jada Pinkett Smith just unveiled her new skincare brand. It's called Hey Humans. Every product is sustainably sourced, clean, and super affordable. So that brand is now available. I saw it being posted a lot of places, but she posted, "Hey fam, as a lot of you may already know, self-care is a major passion of mine. Well, today I'm introducing you to a brand I'm co-founder of called Hey Humans Official. We produce naturally derived personal care products packaged in aluminum and paper, which are both recyclable materials that help keep our oceans and landfills more healthy. And it's available at Target, and it's all under $6.
I respect it.
That's dope. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Hey, fam. All right. Now, Jada Pinkett, we just talked about Jada Pinkett Smith. Now let's talk about Taraji. So Taraji says that she found out that she made way less than everybody else in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button in the role that she played in that. She had a really big role in that. She had a big supporting role. And that movie made about $340 million. But she said she only made $40,000. Listen to this.
When you're first starting, you have to build up to a quote. Yes. So me and my team felt like we had finally gotten to this place where I could ask for $500,000. And I felt like what I was asking at that time in my career was fair. When it was all said and done, I got $150,000. And I know people go, $150,000, that's a lot of money. Well, let me just break it down to you. $150,000. Uncle Sam is going to take 50% of that. Before Uncle Sam takes the money, I have to pay my team before taxes 30%. So I may have made $40,000.
Drop on the clues bombs with Taraji P. Henson. I'm glad she broke that down because people, and by people, I mean folks who ask you for money, they don't understand that. I don't care what number you see somebody get, you have to cut that in half for taxes. And yes, by team, she means agents, lawyers, and managers in most cases. All of them eat. So when you see folks get these deals for these big numbers and you wonder why they act the way when you ask them for money, that's why. They still have to live and take care of themselves. Okay.
Cut it to 50%.
She also says Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett bought in millions for that, and she only, when it was all said and done, came home at $40,000.
Well, that's why Tyler Perry is also so important, too. Because, you know, Tyler Perry has paid women like Taraji P. Henson and Tiffany Haddish certain amounts. So moving forward, after doing, you know, his movies, they have a different quote to present to Hollywood.
All right. Now, I never thought I would be reporting this, but people are mad at Pat Sajak. He's the host of Wheel of Fortune. And on the show, they said that he was mocking a contestant who had a speech impediment. He has a lisp. So, in particular, Charlamagne, I want to hear what you think about this. Listen.
Tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah, that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I see.
He said, I see. And people were really upset about it. It went viral afterwards.
People need to stop.
I'm offended. I am outraged.
Really?
I want him canceled. Let's boycott Pat Sajak and the whole Wheel of Fortune. Let's, Jeffs, where are the pitchforks? I want protest outside. How dare he?
Shut up.
How dare he?
Shut up.
Black Lives Matter.
He knows he
okay.
Black Lives Matter. You spit all over the place.
I don't care. I didn't even hear what y'all got offended. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Plus, he's 97
he
years
said,
old.
He said, I see instead of I see.
He had to string 15 words together in a span of 10 seconds, and he's 97.
He's probably tired. tired to get those words out.
Come on, man. Hey, listen, if you're offended, cool. I ain't got time to be offended by stuff like that. And I got I don't even realize I have a list till somebody says it. And I love it. Mike Tyson got a list. Right. Cool G Rap had a list. It is what it is.
Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, and we are going to be talking about some takeaways from the U.S. Capitol attack. They had their first congressional hearing yesterday. We'll tell you what we learned.
Where are we starting?
Well, let's start with the Senate hearing on the U.S. Capitol attack. Former officials who were responsible for security at the U.S. Capitol testified, and they were talking about the failure to prevent the deadly insurrection that happened on January 6th. They also blamed other security agencies. They said the FBI did not provide any warnings beforehand that there was a coordinated assault. Now, they said one of the main revelations was that there were communication failures, and that's what put lives at risk. They said that they only learned about a bombshell FBI memo that was sent out one day before the insurrection just this week. And there was a warning about potential violence. That's the Norfolk memo that they're talking about. It was because it came from the FBI office in Virginia. That's where it originated. And they said that report they just learned about within the last few days. And it was first made public by the Washington Post. They don't know why it took that long for him to learn about that memo. And now they said there's some things that are still a bit murky about the delay for the National Guard even showing up. They said they asked to make an emergency declaration. They believed that would be required to call in troops. And they wanted that, you know, prior to this happening on January 6th. But they all agreed that the planned protest on January 6th didn't warrant a military response. So that's why it didn't end up happening. And Carnesha Mendoza, who's a Capitol Police captain, talked about what happened that day. Listen to this.
I proceeded to the rotunda where I noticed a heavy smoke-like residue and smelled what I believed to be military-grade CS gas, a familiar smell. It was mixed with fire extinguisher spray deployed by rioters. The rioters continued to deploy CS into the rotunda. Officers received a lot of gas exposure, which is worse inside the building than outside because there's nowhere for it to go. I received chemical burns to my face that still have not healed to this day.
Now, what are they trying to prove in this situation again? I kind of checked out of this whole, these whole Senate hearings over this. What are they trying to prove?
I mean, I guess they're trying to see if where the failures were in the system. And was this something that was a conspiracy?
Yes.
And could this have been prevented?
Yes, we know this already, though. That's why I'm saying, like, nobody's being held accountable for any of this. It's literally like January 6th happened and there's no consequences and repercussions. It's just people constantly trying to convince us why there should be consequences and repercussions, as if we don't have eyes.
They also want to figure out what needs to be done to prevent something like this from happening in the future. So they're going through what happened on January 6th to make sure that something like this can't ever happen again.
Well, I have a bright idea. How about let's hold the people who did this on January 6th accountable? Usually when people realize there's consequences and repercussions to something, they know not to do it again, for the most part. That's what laws are for, right? That's what, you know, jails are for, right? So people learn lessons. Teach right. those people a lesson.
You get away with it. You're like, well, nothing was wrong. Let's do it again.
Exactly.
All right. Now, New York City is planning for at-home shots of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. So they're saying that they will have 20 million of the country's first COVID-19 single dose vaccines available by the end of March. And that they'll be able to go door to door and give people service. And those are people who can't leave the home. So they want to literally go to people's houses and vaccinate them if there's, for whatever reason, they're not capable of leaving their house.
Yeah, I didn't think about that before. What about the elderly that can't necessarily mm-hmm. get to some of those vaccine sites? You know, are they going to be sending people to the house? So they definitely need that because, you know, elderly people still go to the doctor. They still got to, you know, go out, but it's difficult. So that's a great thing.
That's like vaccine eats, right?
Yeah,
it's they come to your front door. Dramos is excited. He got them coming this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm going. Yes.
Yeah, he's getting a shot.
Are you getting vaccinated?
I am. Sunday.
He's excited.
Nice.
Too.
Wait, now, are you eligible already?
I have asthma, so I'm at risk.
Severe asthma. That's why he doesn't play when artists or anybody comes up here. I don't know if you realize, he leaves immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he don't play.
Only person he likes to be close to is Envy.
Mm-hmm. So y'all about to see this beautiful face in a couple weeks. Oh. I'm saying?
No, you still got to keep that mask on.
Oh, so you're not going to wear your mask? So after you get vaccinated, you don't wear your mask anymore? I'm just curious.
I think you're 98%. You know, safe.
But you still got to get the second shot.
I know, but I'm saying after that, though.
Well, if you don't sit your at-risk ass down somewhere, okay, you're going to get that shot and you're going to still wear your mask till you get the second one, and then you're going to wear your mask after that because you got asthma. Okay?
All right.
What's wrong with this guy?
Joe Biden has indicated that the White House will send masks directly to the American people now. And he said, we're probably going to be sending out an awful lot of masks around the country very shortly, millions of them. And he said the issue of masks was turned into a political issue, which cost an awful lot of lives. You know, we've hit that 500,000 people dying, Mark. And so that affects so many people. He said we could have literally saved a lot of lives if people had listened. We turned wearing masks into a political statement. If you were for this thing, you wore it. If we were for somebody else, you didn't wear it. When in fact, it's just plain basic science.
I'm wearing masks even, you know, once this COVID thing is behind us a little bit.
What's that blinged out mask you got on with your name on it?
This is a smile shield.
I know your name. You don't have to wear a mask with your name on
it. Black owned company.
Shout to them, yeah. Shout to Smile Shield. What's the website?
Let me see. No, I got the information right here.
Yeah, shout them out.
They left this up here yesterday.
So they make a mask where it's blinged out. They have your name on it. It's a shield. It's protective. It's dope, so you can actually see somebody's face, and it's black owned. So definitely go support them.
SmileShield.com.
Somebody stole mine.
What? Your name on it.
I don't know. Why would they? I don't know. It was right there.
You probably misplaced it, Emmy, before you go around accusing people of stealing things.
Dan moved it.
You said somebody stole it. That's a big accusation. There's only a couple of people in the room.
I was accusing Dan or Dramos, but Dan had it.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Right.
You better wear that in Atlanta when you're DJing all these all-star parties.
I definitely will. I'm going to have a couple masks on. But anyway, all right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We haven't done this in a long time.
We need it.
Slander the Breakfast Club, all right? Phone lines are wide open. If you don't know what Slander the Breakfast Club is, let me explain. You can call up right now, and if there's something that you don't like about me, something that you don't like about Yee, something that you don't like about Charlamagne, you can call us right now. Maybe you don't like the fact that Charlamagne has a lisp. Maybe you don't like
First
the fact
all.
That Charlamagne continues to flirt with me.
First
Maybe
all.
You don't like the fact that Charlamagne is short and has a little pee-pee. Whatever it
How
may be.
How do you know that?
800-585-1051.
Take my mask off for all of this spit. All right. First of all, don't you talk about the size of my penis.
Oh, that's the only thing that matters.
After talking about me flirting with you, okay?
I should have did that first.
That's right.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051.
You've seen it already.
What?
It feels like you guys are leading the callers on what you want them to talk about.
Or if you want to slander Angela Yee because she likes to go out and come to work. Whatever it may be.
It's a humbling. That's all it is.
Just a little
Evan, you cannot say that when you're about to go to Atlanta and DJ 25,000 parties.
I'm not
relax.
When she right.
But I'm not coming to work. That's the whole thing. I'm just
she
not coming to work.
Wrong when she right. She got a point.
I'm not coming to work.
And you got a point, you little Rona spreader.
Miss Keisha Bottom said, as long as you're a resident, and I have property in Atlanta, so I'm a resident.
Said what? Hold on now. Let me take my mask off so I can hear you. What you say? What? Bottom said what now?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club humbled with slander. The Breakfast Club.
Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense.
Hello, who's this?
Well, this is Terrence. How y'all doing? From Detroit. How y'all doing this morning?
What up, doe? Slander the Breakfast Club, bro.
Hey, I want to slander Envy for always being a married man. I already talking about wearing poom poom shorts. I got a question for you, Envy.
What?
Did you ever buy a pair of those poom poom shorts for that fake butt Charlamagne gave you?
I didn't buy no shorts for that fake butt Charlamagne gave me. I didn't accept that ash. I gave it back to Charlamagne.
You accepted it. You smacked it. You're a liar. You've always been a liar. It's on video. We saw you.
I don't have that ass. I declined that ass. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is D from Far Rockaway, man.
D, slander the Breakfast Club.
Yo, Envy, I'm disappointed in you, bro. Like you got Stack Bundles turning over in this grave, man, that you be even entertaining that funnery that your man Charlamagne and God be doing.
What is funnery, sir?
Yeah, all that gay and all that penis and all that other crazy talk. I don't know what kind of agenda you got, Charlamagne. I'm not mad at you either. You know what I mean? I respect you do what you do. But for years, you had your toe out, you're sticking your leg out, you got your whole torso out. You need to just come out the closet
King.
And see you. I don't know.
King, what, you grew up in. King, you grew up
I
in New. King,
you got a
King,
wife
King,
and
King.
All that, but you need to just come out the closet.
Listen,
stop.
King. Listen, you grew up in New. You grew up in New York City. There is no
Queens,
that's
man.
Right. That's New York. There's no place in the world who had more pause-worthy lyrics than rappers in New York. Okay,
yeah, not Far Rockaway, man. Yo, listen. Like I said, for years now, you done had your toe out. You stuck your knee.
One question.
Up.
Let me ask you
Yo,
one question.
Envy.
Let me ask you one question because you didn't
so
name
clean,
one body
bro.
Part. No. It's one body part that I haven't put out yet. If I put my butt out,
you
what you
clean,
gonna do?
Bro. Like you're not even supposed to be. Like that's disgusting, man. Like.
If I put my butt out, what you gonna do?
All right, thank you, brother.
I wanna know.
Hello, who is this?
Yo, what up, this fam, man, calling out of Charlotte.
What's 704? Slander the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, I listen to y'all every single morning, man, when I get off of work, and even when I'm off, I get up and I turn on the iHeartRadio app and I listen.
Okay.
But why y'all keep playing the same song? Y'all keep playing that Roddy Ricch and Mustard Ballin', man. We done heard that since last year, 2020, man.
We be trying to tell Dramos.
Nope. My friends, I don't control that.
Dramos.
Don't be putting that on me.
Those
over here.
Are things in the culture of radio that need to change. I absolutely agree. Anything else, sir?
Y'all got to tighten up, man. But I love y'all, man. Charlamagne, I appreciate the book, man. Y'all doing an outstanding job up there at the Breakfast Club, man.
Thank you, King.
Let's go one more before we take a break.
You see the balance, though? You got one guy hates me because I'm gay, allegedly. And then you got another guy who appreciates us.
He wants to hear more.
You know what I mean?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Matt Chapman.
What's up, bro? Slander the Breakfast Club.
What's going on, Uncle Charlotte? How you doing, baby?
Peace, King. How you doing, my brother?
How you doing, Miss G? I want to slander my boy, DJ Envy, man.
He deserves it. Go.
DJ Envy, man, listen, I'm a DJ myself, and I appreciate your craft, but you can't deny your support in that whole Tory Lanez and Young Blue. When you get the man songer.
Oh, Tory Lanez and Young Blue?
I mean, I'm from an era where rappers with take a dude's song and do their own remix and do a freestyle over it, so I don't have no problem with that.
I understand that, but you got to understand, if Lil Wayne takes your beat and kill it, that's a compliment. If Kanye West takes your beat and makes his own samples to it, that's another compliment. Tory Lanez, he's out for himself, bro. That's not a compliment. He hasn't reached that level yet. Let that man, Young Blue, make his money. You going to show some love? Show some love.
Well, they squashed it. They did an official remix, so they ain't got nothing to do with me. But shout out to Young Blue. I love
I
that
agree.
Record, man.
Tory Lanez should have gave Young Blue his credit.
Get off your chest. Slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, call us now.
The Breakfast Club Humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Tell them be humble. Sit down.
All right, we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. We're letting you slander the Breakfast
this
Club.
Is a
whatever
humbling.
You want to say we about any every, one of us.
That's right. We do this every now and then just as a humbling.
That's right.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Keon from Georgia.
Keon from Georgia.
North Carolina.
Slander the Breakfast
What's
Club.
What's happening, Keon from Georgia?
Hey, I know you wish you had a voice like mine, so it's cool. Hey, look, first of all, I ain't really got much for ye, but you do always take the side of the female in every single situation. But I understand why you do it, so I ain't got much.
She is a woman. I don't know if
I
you
mean,
know.
I'm the only woman here. Somebody has to. I mean,
sometimes it'll be like, yo, how you think, you, how you get with, how you come around with that?
Like, give me an example. Give me an example.
Hey, Izzy, y'all be, when the rappers call in, when the rappers call in, y'all always fought on them, telling them to quit their day job, knowing damn well there's a lot of cats out here playing with millions that's just as bad as them.
But no, I'm going to tell you the difference.
Them cats, the same thing
I tell you the difference. them cats that's playing with millions know how to make songs. So if you are a terrible rapper, and you know you're a terrible rapper, make a song.
If those cats called in with no beat and rap for y'all, y'all would be farting on it. Y'all get drum.
You're probably right.
Well, guess what? They didn't. But guess what?
That's so what I did.
Guess what?
All
they
the
did.
That call in,
they didn't,
I
though.
Listen to these dudes.
Well, thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Kiata.
Kiata, slander the Breakfast Club.
I have to turn my radio station almost every other day because y'all talk about private parts while I'm trying to drop my kids off at school.
Who talks about private parts?
Y'all are always, 5 minutes ago.
Ain't nobody, we don't do not talk about no private parts on this radio.
You guys are just talking about the butt you gave Envy.
Yeah, y'all do. Y'all do. It was 5 minutes ago. All the time.
You don't like private parts?
How old are your kids? How old are your kids?
They are 12.
Do they have private parts?
Yes, they partied before. Yes, they partied before, but listen to the radio. It's like, come on, dude. Repeatedly.
What do you, okay, so how do we talk about private parts without talking about private parts?
After 9 o'clock, after
they're cool. 9 o'clock? We ain't on the air after 9 o'clock.
We're on until 10.
All right, no more talking about private parts.
Hello, who's this?
Only public parts.
Hey, slander to the Breakfast Club.
Well, I really don't have nothing too bad to say besides Charlamagne trying to be gangster when he was listening to Lil Shiesty.
Why are you hating on me? Because I got it. I like Pooh Shiesty.
Because you're too old. You remind me
of my dad. Oh, boy.
I remind, how old is your daddy?
He's 50.
Your daddy still be wild? Well, that's good. Hip-hop turns 50 this year.
No, that's not good. That's embarrassing.
You know who I really like right now, too? I mean, I've always liked him, but I love that Moneybagg. Yo, I got time today. Just because of the girlfriend's reference.
You said something. Well, thank you, mama. Why you got this ski mask on?
Because she reminded me. And salute to Pooh Shiesty. Salute to Lil Boss. Salute to Key Glock. You know what I mean?
Hello, who's this?
This is Jerry Brown. How you doing?
Jerry Brown. Hello, Jerry Brown.
Slander the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Envy, I got to give it to you, man.
Give it to him. Give it to him, then. Jerry Brown.
Yo, Envy, man, you got to put a little bass in your voice, man. You're a good DJ and all, but when you get to go, man, you go, here we go. Let's go.
He sounds just like him.
Yo, Envy, man, I listen to y'all all the time, man, and, you know, I appreciate it. A little bass in that voice, man.
Here we go.
Try it now.
Let's go.
Try it now, Envy.
Call us up right now. 800-585-1051.
Yo, something. A little something, but that's a little better than let's go.
I agree. His voice need a tan.
Let's go.
His voice,
hello,
little,
this?
His voice need a tan. It's a little beige.
This is Ed. Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Good morning. Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. I'm sorry, but good morning, Charlamagne the Guy. Good morning, Angela Yee, and good morning.
Good morning,
Envy. I want to say to DJ Envy, because you always throwing everybody under the bus. That beard is ridiculous. But every time somebody says something to you, you throw Angela Yee under the bus, Charlamagne under the bus, even Dom under the bus. Like, I don't understand.
I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Everybody got to go down with him.
People act like I lead the flirting that happens in this room,
too.
When it's not true. Envy starts it off. Envy,
yes, DJ Envy is always flirting with you. Like,
Thank you.
Like, every morning, he always has to say something about your butt. He's always
Thank you.
That's not true.
Finally.
That's not true.
The real narrative.
It's so awkward. I have to work from home.
That's not true. Thank you, mama.
Finally, the real narrative.
Let me go to my
told.
Guy. Hello, who's this?
Why am I not?
Oh, Sean Stone. This is good. We gonna get some real ether this morning. That is a slam to the Breakfast Club. We haven't heard from you in 6 months.
Yep, and if you say something stupid, you're going back on probation.
That's all good. I ain't gonna say nothing stupid because you always hating on me, Charlamagne. Just like you hating on that actor that did a good job in that acting movie. You know what I mean?
He did a phenomenal job. He did a phenomenal job.
The actor did a great job in that acting movie.
He should win all the awards.
Go, Sean Stone.
Why you gotta hate on people all the time, bro?
Word.
Why do you think constructive criticism is hate? What if I said to you right now, Sean, you're hating on me? You're not hating. You're
Sean, where's the slander? You got a slander to the Breakfast Club.
Let the man talk. Go ahead, Sean.
Angela, I don't got no issue with you. I like you and stuff, but DJ Envy and Charlamagne, man, especially Charlamagne, he always show hate. Like, for 10 years, I've been calling the Breakfast Club, and then all of a sudden, 5 years later, he switched up on me, started hating on me. You know what I mean? I'm just a dude out here working hard. Why you hating on me?
Sean, why are you talking about him? Sean, why do you think I... Sean, I got mad love for you, Sean, but here's the truth. Here's the truth. Sean, calm down, Sean. Sean. Sean, calm down. I got love for you. I got love for you, but here's the truth.
Subscribe to your YouTube. We bought your book.
Here's the truth, Sean. You let me down when you let Trav bust your ass in a freestyle battle. You remember when Trav busted your ass in a rap battle? No. Sean, remember when Trav washed you and dragged you in a rap battle? You let me down.
You see what I'm talking about?
Hating on you.
What?
That's Sean, not hate. Give him a verse right now, Sean.
What?
Give him a verse.
Don't give me a verse. You should have gave Trav a verse 5 years ago.
Listen, man, I don't got no issue, man. Stop showing hate, man. I got love for the Breakfast Club. I've supported you. I bought your book. But, yeah, you always show me hate.
Why you hate on Sean? Why you did that?
We love Sean. We appreciate Sean listening for all these years. But Sean can't act like Trav didn't bust his ass in a rap battle.
My goodness.
For anybody who does not know, go Google Trav versus Sean Stone Breakfast Club and listen for yourself.
All right. Woo! All right. Well, that was Slander the Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. When we come back, Angela Yee has an announcement that she wants to tell the people, and we have a special guest joining us, Stacey Tisdale. So we do it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest on the line, Stacey Tisdale.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Stacey. And Stacey and I are partners in Welcome Wednesday. How long have we been doing Welcome Wednesday for?
3 years.
3 years. And so we do have a big announcement.
We are launching a new platform called TeamWealthWednesdays.com that we're really launching to organize the impact that the Black community can have on our economy, the overall economy, and really seize this moment in history. Because, Angela, as we talk about all the time, we didn't know what to do when COVID happened. I mean, you just saw it in an instant. All of the gains that the Black community had made economically, they looked like they were going to be wiped out immediately. Half our businesses closed within 3 months. Unemployment shot up to almost 17-19%. But it's been, in my 20 years of covering business, markets, and economies, I've never seen anything like this, the way that there has just been a fundamental shift in what's happening in the Black economy.
What do you attribute that to, Stacey?
A couple of things. First of all, George Floyd is a saint, and he woke the world up in a way, not just to economic equality and economic brutality, but he sparked a willingness for people to really understand what that means and an openness to have real conversation. Since that time, the money flowing into Black businesses, I mean, billions of dollars you're seeing from Silicon Valley investing in Black businesses, particularly Black female entrepreneurs. We had Jeff Bezos's ex-wife invest billions of dollars into HBCUs as an example. We have, you know, corporations. I help corporations try to figure out their diversity strategies. I've never seen so many corporations trying to recruit Black people. We also have Black home ownership levels aren't moving. That wealth gap's not going to close until we see that. Black millennials are the fastest growing group of home buyers since COVID. And that's really a testament to that generation. And when you look at that and their entrepreneurial spirit, I honestly predict they can close the wealth gap one big reason is we're all very focused on the wealth gap, and they're very focused on wealth building. I've never seen a moment like this where we have a chance to make real impact, and that inspired TeamWealthWednesdays.com. It was the moment to make a platform for us to organize that, because we don't have to be met on meet anybody on their own terms. They have to meet us where we are.
Absolutely.
So now that we have the platform, we certainly have the power. We just have to get educated and organize the information. That's what TeamWealthWednesdays.com is all about. If you go there, you take a pledge to learn, plan, and act when it comes to your financial life. And then every week, every Wednesday, we're going to send you information. We're going to send you news. We're going to send you information about our upcoming events. And this is a community. This is a movement. And one of my favorite features about the site is our career center. And we have a survey up there called Know Thyself. And in this survey, you're going to learn what it's a personal journey, you know, what your personal strengths are, what your personal weaknesses are that you can bring to the workplace. It's really a great exercise.
And we actually are doing another virtual event, and we have 15 HBCUs that are attending.
February 24th, right on the Breakfast Club YouTube channel. We have Claflin University, Johnson C. Smith University, Alabama A&M University, Edward Waters College, Florida A&M University, Prairie View A&M, Bethune-Cookman University, Grambling State University, Fisk University, Harrison Stowe State, Fayetteville State, Hampton University, because I knew somebody that I was talking to today was going to make sure they were up there.
Charlamagne, you went to Hampton?
I'm South Carolina State. I didn't go there.
You wouldn't even talk to me. And for you, Charlamagne, South Carolina State.
Yes, ma'am.
They have North Carolina Central and Norfolk State. All these schools are having watch parties. And the school that has the most number of students taking the pledge is going to get a $10,000 donation.
Wow.
From TeamWealthWednesdays.com.
Well, thank you for checking. And give them the website one more time so they have it.
TeamWealthWednesdays.com. And you can also follow Wealth Wednesdays on Instagram. And tonight we have this amazing live event with 50 Cent. A virtual event. It's actually recorded. I was going to tell you, as a special gift to the Breakfast Club audience, you can go to TeamWealthWednesdays.com and watch it right now. But if you don't go to the one at 7 o'clock, you're going to miss the live chat with Ms. Yee and me. So after tonight's event. But there's something very special in this, too. I was in a motion picture with 50 Cent called The Game, which is an exploration of the hip-hop economy. And we talk about The Game, and we do a salute to the hip-hop economy, because they were really the trailblazers of what it means to take control of your own economy. And just one thing that comes to mind immediately was in Madison Square Garden, I remember the co-head of Def Jam, Lee R. Cohen, took Adidas to a concert because they were kind of, you know, they were being skeptical. So Run DMC called everybody in the audience at the same time to lift up their Adidas sneakers. Audience was as white as it was black, just to show these companies that we really have the power. That was a complete game changer. 50's going to tell the story about what he did for vitamin water. All, you know, these guys are really heroes in the entrepreneurship space, and we look forward to celebrating them on this special that we have as well.
That's right.
Right. Well, thank you, Stacey Tisdale, for joining us, and we appreciate you and continue pushing generational wealth and financial freedom.
I love you all. Thank you so much.
We've been doing this for three years, so I'm glad we finally have this platform so we can show all the free seminars and free events that we've been doing. At first, they were in person. Now they're virtual just because of COVID, but I can't wait till we're back in person again.
Thank you all.
All right. Well, thank you, Stacey Tisdale, for joining us. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Cardi B and Mariah Carey. They both had a discussion for Interview Magazine, and Cardi B talks about a lot of things like, did you know she feels nervous and shy around other celebrities? We'll tell you some other takeaways.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, on the Bad and Bougie Instagram Live series, Halle Berry and her friend Lindsay Flores, who's a fashion stylist, were talking about their first kiss experience. Do you guys remember your first kiss?
Uh, Nah, I'm 42. That's too long ago.
She's older than you, Halle Berry. And she remembers hers. Well, here's what she said happened.
My first kiss. Oh, I know. Was a girl, because I had this boyfriend and I wanted to French kiss him. I didn't know how to French kiss, so I got my best girlfriend at the time to show me how to French kiss so that I could French kiss him. So she came over to my house and kissed me for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
30 minutes. Literally showed me how to French kiss a boy.
Where is she now?
And then the next night, I went and I French kissed.
Sounds like something Charlamagne did with his boys back in the day.
Mm-hmm. You from Queens. Don't make me tell the story about how Clue turned you into one of the top DJs in the country, allegedly.
Stop it. Leave Clue out of this, man.
I'm sorry, like Clue. Clue, I'm sorry. You know, I shoot. I'm sorry. I'm just spraying the block, Clue. I'm just telling you what I saw on Wikipedia.
You didn't see that no damn Wikipedia.
All right. That's interesting. And Cardi B and Mariah Carey did a conversation for Interview Magazine. They did it over the phone, and it was interesting. If you hear some of the things that they talked about, Cardi B talked about settling into the whole celebrity thing. She said, in terms of connecting with other artists, there's people you've met and had great relationships with. They're cool, and you become friends. And then there's situations where you're like, well, I guess I could have been friends with this person if they hadn't acted such and such a way. I've noticed that in my life. Now, so Cardi B responded to Mariah and said, a lot of celebrities invite me to places, but I'm really shy. We're doing this over the phone, but if it was in person, I wouldn't be able to look you in the eyes. That's how nervous I get around celebrities. And sometimes my head starts talking like, oh my gosh, I look stupid. I feel stupid. I'm dumb. They also talk about how they were perceived growing up. And interestingly enough, Cardi talks about basically feeling like she was an outsider. She said, I grew up in the Bronx. I'm Trini and I'm Dominican. And there's a lot of Dominicans that look a certain type of way. They have soft, pretty, curly hair. Growing up, guys would ask me weird questions like, if you're Dominican, why is your hair so nappy? I used to dye my hair and people used to be like, oh, your hair is so crunchy. And it would make me feel so weird. And then she also talked about a lot of the insecurities that she would have and, you know, how getting surgery really helped her with that. So, pretty interesting conversation if you guys want to read that in Interview Magazine for the March issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah also talked about how she's been involved in endorsement deals and things like that. And they were saying that Cardi was saying that she found out certain white people got more money for their deals from the same company.
Of course. It's the way the game goes. Mm-hmm. And when you find that out, you got to shake the table. Okay. Especially because I'm sure Cardi is a bigger star and bigger draw at this point than 95% of those white folks.
Yeah, it's true. So, and you do have to do your research and see what other people are getting. And she said she did do her research. And then after you sign a deal, what can you do except, like you did, Envy, stick them up the next time, right?
God damn
it. All right. Idris Elba is talking about how he did a collaboration with Megan Thee Stallion. He listed a lot of people that he's going to be working with, because never forget that Idris Elba is also a DJ, right, and an artist. Mm-hmm. And he did a remote talk with Capital FM in the UK, and here's what he said.
I'm putting out quite a bit of music, man. I've been really sort of focused in, coming out of last year into this year, trying to put more music out. So expect more. I've got a tune with Frankie Wah coming. I think that's going to be good. I've got a tune with Who. I've got a sneaky tune with Meg Thee Stallion and Davido. It's one of those junctions where I just feel like, man, life's too short. You know what I mean? You just got to do what you want to do. So I'm putting music and making films this year.
He also said he has a dream collab. He wants a dream collaboration with Taylor Swift. He said he's known Taylor for years. He said people see the album sales, the awards. What they don't see is the hard work. She's incredibly hardworking. She isn't resting on her achievements. He said to perform live with her would be fun, and hopefully we can make that happen.
No, I'm sure when the pandemic is behind us, they can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, I'm giving donkey of the day to a woman in Jacksonville, even though I feel her pain.
Okay,
I feel her pain, but I have to give her a donkey of the day, so I need her to roll up to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her. Her name is Kenyita. What's Kenyita's last name? Let me see here. Kenyita Gordon.
Kenyita Gordon. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey. A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, little Duval, okay, not only am I getting him like this, I got to get Jacksonville today, okay? Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 24th, goes to a Jacksonville woman named Kenyita Gordon. Salute to everyone who listens to The Breakfast Club on 93.3 The Beat in Jacksonville. Salute to the young man, Quail P. Okay, that record he got out titled Charlemagne. When the world officially opens back up, you know, not like Florida open. I mean, you know, like open. Not, I don't give a F open back up, but opens back up so the rest of us who don't take risks like you Floridians can move around. When I come to the 904, I want everybody to sing my name like Quail P or I'm not responding. Let's practice. Envy, say my name.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne. Hey, yo, Quail P, what's happening, my brother? How are you, young king? What's happening, nephew? See how I ignored Envy because he didn't sing my name the way I wanted him to, okay? But Quail P did it right. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today once again proves all of us who know this to be true correct. See, Kenyita Gordon was arrested and charged with strong arm robbery and possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia. I personally don't think anyone who gets arrested on an intent to use charge should be sent to jail. They should be sent to a rehab facility, but that's just my opinion and has nothing to do with this story, really. But what did Kenyita do to get arrested for strong arm robbery? Well, according to police, she robbed a bank. Look, man, times is hard in the slums we from. I tell y'all all the time, people are starving. Folks don't have time, okay, to wait on these damn stimulus checks. Those stimmies taking too long. Your stomach don't stop growling because the check is on the way. Your stomach stops growling when you get that check, cash it, and now you got some bread to buy some bread to feed yourself, okay? Not making excuses for this woman at all, because we all make choices in life and have to be held accountable for the consequences of our actions. And when you rob a bank, 9 times out of 10, you go into jail. I'm just simply trying to get you all in the mindset of this woman, okay? Now, whenever I think about bank robberies, first thing I think about is how much did they get, right? Second thing I think about is how did they get away? What was the getaway vehicle? There's literally nothing you can't find online because I Googled top 10 getaway cars for robbing banks. Let's run them down real quick. Number 10 is a 1932 Ford V8. That's the old black cars you see in all the old black and white movies. Number 9 is a Toyota Corolla. Number 8 is an ambulance. See, it's all about something that is fast or something that blends in. Nothing blends in like an ambulance. Number 7 is a Cadillac CTSV wagon. Number 6 is a taxi. Yet again, another vehicle blends right in. Number 5. It's the General Lee. You know the bright orange Dodge Charger the Duke boys used to drive in Dukes of Hazzard. You know that one. Number 4 is the Alpine Armored Cadillac Escalade. Don't know where you just find one of those. Number 3 is the Porsche Cayenne Turbo S. Number 2 is the Dodge Charger SRT 392. That's for speed. And the number 1 getaway car for bank robberies is the Incas Huron APC. That's the big armored truck that the SWAT team drives. No regular civilian is going to have that, so I don't even know why that's on there. But the point of all these vehicles is either for speed or to blend in. Well, Kenyita must have been going for the blend in part, because she damn sure wasn't going for the speed. Would you like to know what her getaway vehicle of choice was? Would you?
What is it?
Let's go to WJAX CBS 47 for the report, please.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is releasing the identity of a woman accused of robbing a bank from her wheelchair. This is a new mugshot of Kenyita Gordon. Action News Jax broke the news yesterday when police say that a woman became angry while discussing her account at the Regions Bank in downtown Jacksonville. She's accused of telling a worker that she was going to kill everyone inside and that this was a robbery. She left, they say, in a motorized wheelchair after getting the cash. She was arrested just a few blocks away.
They see me rolling. Whoa.
Hey, drum, stop it. I don't like when you go rogue, drum.
Sorry.
All right. Jesus. What the Florida is going on here? All right. There's only 3 people who could have truly gotten away with this crime. 1, Roland Ray. Okay. 2, Snoop Dogg's character in Training Day. 3, Professor Charles Xavier. Those are the only 3 individuals who could have gotten away with robbing a bank in a wheelchair. Now, let me tell you something. This is why Florida is full of brilliant idiots. Because robbing a bank in a wheelchair truly is the best way to blend in. Even if you don't really need a wheelchair, if you roll in the bank, rob the bank, then roll out, okay? Roll a block or 2, all right? Once you get up and walk, ditch the wheelchair, now you don't even fit the description of what the bank teller saw.
That's smart.
It's genius.
Yes.
All right. The sad part is this woman didn't have a plan. I'm not encouraging people to rob banks. No, I'm just saying, Kenyatta, picture a plan before you picture yourself rolling into a bank, asking for a big bank roll. And listen, just because I have understanding of this woman's situation, meaning I understand why she would be in the mind frame to rob a bank, simply because I understand the current economic condition a lot of people are facing, it's easy to say Kenyatta should have just rolled with the punches life was throwing at her. But no, folks is broke, and you can't tell people to just roll with it, okay? In life, we all have a role to play. But sometimes what you're casted as is out of your control. Remember when Kodak Black said he can't even roll in peace? Remember that?
I can't even roll in peace.
Well, neither can Kenyatta, because she's starving, waiting on this damn government to roll out these damn stimulus checks. By the way, she's only 39. Only 39. I'm inspired by people who keep rolling no matter their age. But she's just 39. And she's at the point where even though she's disabled in a wheelchair, she has to rob a bank at 39. Think about that. Kenyatta, I feel your pain. But even though I feel your pain, I still have to give this story the credit it deserves for being stupid. But Kenyatta, I'm praying for you. I want you to get the help you need for your drug problem because they found a crack pipe on you. Yes, she was riding dirty for real, but I'm telling you, Kenyatta, I want you to get clean, put the BS behind you, and one day, I promise you, the good times will roll. Please give Kenyatta Gordon the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Oh, we're not gonna play a game? Oh, y'all don't wanna play a game today?
We're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna play a game?
I don't wanna play.
Well, I have no problem rolling out a game of Guess What Race It Is!
All right.
All right. Here are the context clues.
All right.
I don't even know if these are context clues. I don't even know if I used that correctly. But Kenyatta Gordon.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Robbed a bank in a motorized wheelchair. Oh, you want a description? Did I give you a description?
No, I don't need a description. Here, all right,
you sure you don't need a description?
Give me a description.
Here, you want a little quick description?
Description,
let me give you a description that the police were using. Hold on.
Okay.
This is the description. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Officers are looking for an adult blank female, 39 years of age. With short blonde hair. Ooh, I got you now.
Oh, short
you thought it was
hair.
Easy.
I thought it was easy.
You thought it was easy. I said short blonde hair.
Kenyatta.
I said Kenyatta.
Kenyatta.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Kenyatta Gordon Ramirez. All right.
Who said Ramirez?
Oh, you said Ramirez.
No.
Oh.
I'm down for the profile. I'm going to go.
Okay, Puerto Rican.
Angela Yee.
Angela Yee, you sure you don't want to play?
I think it is a white man.
A white man.
A white man.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I see where we taking it.
Envy. I ain't telling y'all whether y'all right or wrong. We just gonna leave this one.
Leave it like this.
It's black.
And why didn't you ask me to sing your name? Why you only asked Envy?
Well, no, I asked Envy to say my name.
I thought you wanted him to sing it.
No, he said say it.
Mm-mm.
You want to say his name? Say his name.
Go ahead.
Charlamagne. Go ahead, Quail P. I'm not telling y'all. It's Black right. History Month. Okay. I'm not telling y'all.
All right.
What can you eat a gourd?
Thank you for that.
I'm leaving it up to interpretation.
Okay.
Charlamagne.
Y'all guess. Figure it out on your own. Go find. Go do your own research. I'm not telling y'all.
White man.
All right.
I agree with you. That's what I saw.
All right.
That's the description I think it fits.
Okay. All right. Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money.
State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details. Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call us up right now. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Tammy.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, my question for Yee is, I am a new mother.
Congrats.
Question for all of y'all. Thank you. Me and my partner, we are recently engaged. And I just had a baby, and you know, working from home has been a lot. I am a daycare, I am a chef, I am a maid. I am basically carrying on all these different things. I cook, I clean, and he works extra hard. He is a great provider, but it seems that we have lost that connection, you know? He feels like I don't appreciate him, and Valentine's Day just happened. So I made sure that he felt special. You know, I took him out of town and I got him some sneakers that he wanted, you know, got him some nice cologne. That stuff wasn't cheap. So I'm just like, I gave you that to make you feel special. And he's just like, no, I need more attention. We're not.
Because he's used to being a priority all the time. And now there's a baby.
Exactly. And it's just like, men are selfish. Like, you don't get it. Like, I'm still working all of these jobs and doing all of this stuff, and you're not really helping me. Like, you're not really doing anything to take away the ease of my day. So, yeah, I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to want to have sex all the time or do things of that like I used to do before we had the baby. I mean, she's a year now, so it's easier, but it's not easy for me, and I'm asking on your side, what would you do? And I'm asking the men how to make men feel special or to make them feel wanted.
Well, it feels like to me that obviously you've had a baby, and through no fault of your own, hormones are out of control after that happens. For a lot of women, there's different symptoms that you might be having after that, and they can last for a long time. And I think it's good that at least you're addressing it and you notice it. And, you know, men also get postpartum depression. It's a new person in your relationship. They're not used to having to deal with certain things, the timing, and also he'll never understand exactly what it is that you're going through. And it feels like y'all need to get some professional help.
That's what I said. And I've been trying. Like, I've been reaching out to our preacher, but it's hard to get into these counseling sessions because, you know, everybody's going through issues. So,
what if we give you some free talk space for 6 months?
I would love that. Thank you so much, because I am really like crying out for help, because I don't know how to make him feel special. I thought that, you know, taking him away and doing something nice for him would make him feel special, like giving him things, giving him something that he wanted, that he mentioned he wanted. I got him that. Like, I don't know what else to do.
I'll be honest with you, is that that's all good, but sometimes it's time. And having five kids, you know, you're doing so much, you know. I hear you. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're the Uber driver, you're the daycare center, you're helping with virtual, you're doing everything. And he's working too. And the problem is there's no time for just you two. And me and my wife go through that now. We don't have any help. So it's constantly, and I got a 4-year-old that sleeps in our bed every night. But we still try to make times for ourselves, the things that we can do that we both enjoy. Whether it's, you know, me and my wife watch Bachelor. So on Monday night, that's our show. Kids got to get out, you know. We do things together. We make sure that we can spend that special time, even if we, you know, early in the morning, get up and put cartoons on for them downstairs. And, you know, me and wife get a little nookie time at that time. But we try to make sure we can always have some time to ourselves, because having those kids around will just separate you, even though it seems like you guys are closer because you're creating a family. But it'll separate y'all, because now you're all doing things together, and you want your time together. You want to be pampered, and he wants his time together. He wants to be felt and pampered and spooned and all that other stuff. So I just say focus on really spending time together without the kids if you can.
Can I ask you this question?
Yes, ma'am.
Because he says I am, like, absent, like, in the bedroom, like, because there is no – it's just at this time – I am just tired from doing everything. And he does not get that. Okay, maybe I should help her wash the dishes. Maybe I should, you know, give the child a bath or do something like that. He's tired because he's been working all day. He just got us a house. Like, so he's a great provider. It's just that he just thinks that men are supposed to go to work, come home, and do nothing.
And one thing I would say is, with everything that's going on, it's not just that relationship. It's the fact that he's stressed, especially if he just purchased a house. So they went all in his bank accounts, up his butt, all types of things to get you this crib. So it's stressful, but you're stressed too. And he has to understand that that's stressful, because right now he probably doesn't understand and realize what you do as a woman and what you do for that household. He thinks that just bringing in the money is everything. But, you know, having a wife that takes care of these five kids every day, I realize, like, I would not trade my job for nothing.
Well, have you told him that you need help in the house? Have you asked him, look, how about you do the dishes on Tuesdays and Fridays?
I've been complaining for a year.
It's one thing to complain, but it's another thing to come up with a solution.
I've tried, and, like, for the past month or so, he's been doing it. Like, he'll do it in spurts, and then he'll go out. And then he'll start to do it again, because I get it. His job takes precedence, because he makes more than me. Even though I do work from home and everything, he brings home majority of the money. Like I said, he just got us a home by himself. So I get that, but it's just like, why do I have to be stuck doing everything? And you
can
do
you?
Nothing. I wish I could go to work and come home and not do nothing.
I feel you, because I know how hard it is to be home with the baby all day, every day. Man, I know so many women that have said, I can't wait to go back to work. And no offense, you know, because you want to be around people and have interactions. Can you guys designate one day a week where he caters to you and one day where you cater to him more?
I can try. I mean, I thought I did that when I took him away for Valentine's Day. I catered to him. I took him to, you know, his stores, like, and said, go get whatever you want. I got you. Like, I wanted him to feel special, because it wasn't about me at that point, because he had expressed that he didn't feel special to me. Mm-hmm. That's my partner. I love him. I don't want him to stray or to feel like he has to go to someone else to get that attention or that love that he is asking me for. So if you brought that to my attention, I'm going to make you feel special. And I thought I did, but it wasn't enough, because he said yesterday, like, oh, you don't touch me, like.
Right. He wants some affection. And I'll say this. We're going to give you 6 months of Talkspace therapy, courtesy of our friends Toby and RCA Records. So I'm hoping that with some professional help, you guys can both learn, because I think relationships go through ups and downs, and a change as much as having a baby really does change the whole dynamics.
But the thing is knowing how to communicate when things aren't going well. So I'm hoping this will help you guys learn how to communicate and come up with solutions, because it sounds like you really love him and you're willing to do anything. And I'm sure he really loves you. And what he wants is more affection. And that's a positive thing that at least you guys know and can express that to each other. But now how do you make it happen?
Exactly. But I just thank you guys. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. And I appreciate your help so much.
Good luck, mama.
All right, hold on so we can get you this information so you can get your free talk space for 6 months. And this should really, I think, do something for you. So if anything, we're going to check back in with you and get your information. But I want to check back in a couple of months and see how it's going.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right.
800-585-1051. You need relationship advice here and now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This Mick from St. Louis.
All right, man. What's your question for Yee?
My girl cheated on me. I want to know, should I leave her or no?
So explain what happened.
Well, somebody reached out to me on social media, told me that they had sex with my girl, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, what should I do?
Are you sure it's true?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to see, you know what I'm saying, if it is true.
I think you got to have a con. So you haven't even asked her?
No, because she's very confrontational right now.
What? This sounds very dysfunctional already. So some random person reaches out to you on social media, tells you that he slept with your girl. You haven't even brought it up to your girl right now because she's confrontational.
True.
It sounds like y'all got way bigger issues. What do you mean by confrontational? What's going on?
I mean, well, for the last couple of days, we've been kind of arguing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I do believe she did it because she cheated before. So I'm just like, don't know what to do. She called herself being pregnant right now. So it's like, what do I do?
She cheated on you while she's pregnant?
Yep.
So you're not even sure that's your baby?
I mean, it might not be. You know what I'm saying? It might not be. I'm just trying to just go on with the punches, go with the flow right now.
Are you happy in your relationship?
Not really.
So why do you stay?
Because I honestly, I love her. You know what I'm saying? I love her.
And you love the dysfunction that comes with it, and you're used to it. So you feel like that's normal.
I guess so. You know what I'm saying? I never really had no definition of what a healthy relationship was like.
Well, this does not sound like a healthy relationship to me. You're with a woman who's cheated on you before. Do you believe that she's pregnant? Because you said she calls herself pregnant. Is she pregnant?
I ain't seen her like pee on the stick or nothing, but her stomach is big, so I don't know if it's just that she just a big perfect or just, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, sir, this sound like a whole mess. Do y'all have kids together already?
We ain't got no kids together. I just met her like 2 years ago.
Do you want to be with somebody who cheats on you, who you don't even believe that she's pregnant because you haven't seen her pee on a stick? You don't even know if it's your baby, and you're scared to confront her about whether or not she just cheated on you again because some random person hit you up on social media? When you say all of those things together, does that sound healthy?
I mean, nah, not really.
So I think that what you need to do is, first of all, talk to her about what this person sent to you. And see if y'all can come to some type of, see if she'll tell the truth. Is she truthful, at least, when she does these things and you confront her?
No, she usually lies. You know, man, I mean, she's, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's just too many red flags, but, you know, you choose to ignore them sometimes.
Don't you want to be in a committed relationship with somebody who's respectful to you, who you know can go out, who you believe, who you trust, who's not confrontational, who if something happens, you can come to them and talk about it and have a discussion like normal, rational adults? Well, sir, if you really want my advice, it doesn't seem to me like this is an ideal situation for you to be in.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes. And 50 Cent is doing a new Netflix series. We'll tell you what it's about and who's executive producing.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, before we start the rumor, Charlamagne and Yee, how does this sound? Listening? And here.
No.
Now it's time for your final rose.
Nigga, what?
You like
what
that?
Is that? You trying to make your voice deeper?
The host of Bachelor, they putting him on ice because of some comments that he made. So I'm going for the part. So I'm practicing. And here now.
No, I agree with one of our listeners that called earlier that your voice is too high.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else, too. I think that you would be a good host for The Bachelor, but you can't be on TV with Beijing because your Beijing looks stupid.
Not on Beijing,
like, it's
man.
Like when you see a lace front. Like lace, no, lace fronts look good on TV, oh, but in person, goodness. They look stupid.
Beijing, I'm trying for that Bachelor position.
Your beard with all that Beijing looks stupid in person, but it looks extra dumb on TV because
it's
HD.
Only right.
Well, Envy, you should get an HD lace front beard.
No.
It's only right.
You got to let the grays come in. If
the
you
host
do that.
Is on ice for a little bit. I think you should get me. I'm a Bachelor fan. We could even do me and my wife together. She's a fan. I'm a fan. There's something different. We're black right now. And
I think you're trying to get close to that.
You're
Bachelor.
Black right now?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I think
how
this
you
is
black
about.
Right now? You know what are I you mean. Other times?
Just yo, just DM the Bachelor if you want to have a conversation.
I don't want to talk. You know what? Forget it. Let's get to the room.
Envy wants the rose. He wants to be a contestant.
Yo, shut up. I hate y'all. Let's talk 50 Cent. Here's the rose. It's
time. She's spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
You gave 50 Cent a rose?
I'm just practicing my lines, G.
All right, well, 50 Cent's book, The 50th Law, has got a Netflix deal. He's going to be teaming up with Kenya Barris because Kenya Barris has that deal with Netflix. And yes, it's going to be based on his life and also tell the story of him being a young hustler with aspirations in the music industry. So it's loosely based on the autobiography of his life.
Yeah, let's go. I love The 50th Law by 50 Cent and Robert Greene. And I can't wait to see how they turn that into a scripted series. Yep. It's going to be interesting.
And Robert Greene's coming on The Breakfast Club soon because he has another book he's working on.
That's my guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Barack Obama says that he broke his schoolmate's nose for calling him a racial slur. He was on the new Renegades podcast with Bruce Springsteen that we were talking about yesterday. And here's what he said.
Well, when I was in school, I had a friend. We played basketball together. And one time we got in a fight and he called me a coon. He might not even know what a coon was. What he knew was I can hurt you by saying this. I popped him in the face and broke his nose. And we were in the locker room.
Well done.
And suddenly blood's pouring down. And it was just reactive. I said, what? And I popped him. And he said, why'd you do that? And I explained to him, I said, don't you ever call me something like that.
We just simply don't believe him. We've never heard that. I've never heard that story in all the years Barack Obama been out here in these streets.
And you think he would tell that story?
He's trying to promote his podcast.
You think Barack Obama's a liar?
That would give him street credibility.
I think he's trying to promote his podcast.
He punched a white boy in the face for calling him a coon?
I do wonder, though. I wonder if people actually know what the definition of coon is. A coon is someone who reinforces the negative stereotypes of black people. I could be wrong. I don't think that's ever been Barack. I don't think Barack.
But like he just said, he was young and he doesn't even think the other person knew what it was. They just said it.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying I wonder, do people know what the definition is even when they just throw it out there? When people are like, that person's a coon. A coon is someone who reinforces the negative stereotypes of black people. I don't think that was ever Barack Obama. I don't think Barack Obama punched that kid in the face either, though.
I don't think so.
But that's just my personal opinion.
Okay, reports are that Kim Kardashian is emotional.
Michelle will
after filing for a divorce. Absolutely. I don't know where these reports are coming from, but they said she's on an emotional roller coaster and she's upset that she has to pull the plug after Kanye refused to work on their marriage. They've been separated for months. And according to an insider, they told People magazine, it was still emotional for Kim to actually file. She spent the weekend taking care of herself and her kids. She's spending time with her mom, sisters, and hasn't been working. Everyone is supportive. Kim feels very lucky to be surrounded by her big family.
Just put out the press release for the new season of the reality show already. We know it's coming to a streaming service. What platform is it? Hulu. Know it's coming to Hulu. Like come on, just put out the press release.
Though. I feel like they did this already.
What?
This
storyline?
Yeah.
No, not this one. Not Kanye and Kim divorcing. They've done storylines of people, Kim's been divorced quite a few times.
Twice.
But this is, this is the first time Kim and Kanye have been divorced. But come on, just put out the press release for the new reality show already. Come on.
All right. Now, Ray J also did an interview with Genius and he was reacting to Kanye's The Life of Pablo jab at him. The song highlights for the first time. Now, here is the song.
I bet me and Ray J will be friends if we ain't love the same bitch. Yeah, matter hit it first. Only problem is I'm rich.
And then here is Ray J's reaction.
That's what it say in the song. No, it don't. That was cool. That's why I keep having a conversation. I didn't know it said all of that. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just, it ended after the B-I-T-C-H line. Maybe we might need to be friends now. Everybody need to just put all that shit behind. It's 2021. It's all love over here. Let's bring the love together. It's all good, man.
No, that's not going to work. Even with all of them divorced and everything else, there'll never be a time where you're going to see Kim, Ray J, and Kanye kicking it.
You never know.
Nah.
You never
know. Yeah, you
know.
Never know.
Nah.
Bro, you never know.
When they old and gray. I'm talking about 60, 70.
I would never think you would see Jay-Z and Nas next to each other like they were.
That's not true. That's Why totally not? Different.
Well, listen. If it's, what if it could be a good storyline for their new show?
No. I don't see it happening. Unless they like randomly bump into each other somewhere. They're not about to meet up and have lunch.
Maybe they have a
Kim don't even want to be around Kanye right now. Why is she going to be around Kanye and Ray J?
Well, she's going to have to be around Kanye. They got all them kids together.
That ain't true.
You never know.
Pick the kids up at the curve.
The curve, man.
That ain't true. They don't got to see each other. Pick the kids up from grandma's house.
And they have young children, too. So, All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next, we have the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in right now. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Black History Month, and today we repping Andre Harrell.
That's right. Today we honor a Black History Month legend by the name of Mr. Andre Harrell, a brother who I had the pleasure of calling a friend, a brother who never hesitated to give me some game even when I didn't ask for it, a brother who was the founder and CEO of my favorite record label of all time, Uptown Records, Mr. Champagne and Bubbles, Mr. Ghetto Fabulous, Andre Harrell. If it wasn't for Andre Harrell, you wouldn't have Sean Puffy Combs, Heavy D, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci, just to name a few. When I say just to name a few, I really mean that because Uptown was responsible for so much black and beige excellence. Oh, yes, I said beige. He was on Breakfast Club quite a few times. Let's flash back to how he explained to us how he paved the way for waffle-colored beige Negroes everywhere, okay? There might not be a DJ Envy.
Shut up.
If it wasn't for Andre Harrell.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
You were the first dude to give light-skinned people the stimulus package.
Okay.
I'll be sure. Christopher Williams, light-skinned guys would have never been in style if it wasn't for you.
They was in style. They went out and they was fighting with Jordan and Bobby Brown. I'll be sure with the last one who stood up with the curls.
Yeah, and Christopher.
Obviously, Christopher Williams.
I was so happy when Nino Brown stabbed him in the hand and New Jack. Lord have mercy.
Wait, let me tell you the power of light-skinned dudes with curls back then. I'll be sure came to my office. He said, Dre, come downstairs. So we went downstairs to MCA on 56 and B-Way. We went walking for about a quarter of a block. You hear, is that I'll be sure? Is that I'll be sure? We walk another quarter block. That's Al B. Shore. And girls start running after us. I never had an artist who had screaming girls like that. Never.
Nice.
To this day.
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, man, I love Andre Harrell. I can't wait until this Uptown Records miniseries comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's on BET. Salute to Jesse Collins. Connie Orlando. I'm a consultant producer on that. Andre and I had a lot of conversations, you know, making that happen, and I'm glad it's happening. So salute to my man Andre Harrell.
Okay.
Long live Andre Harrell.
They called me. They wanted me to play I'll Be Sure.
Nah, we never thought of it. That never was a discussion.
Nah, they reached out to my peoples and said we want Envy to play I'll Be Sure.
Never happened. Salute to his wife too, his wife Wendy. And salute to his son Gianni, man. Sending y'all, you know, love, light, and healing energy always.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes. I want to quote the great Andre Harrell today, since we honored him for Black History Month. Andre Harrell once gave a quote about climbing the ladder to success. His quote was, they got to get in where they fit in. They don't have to worry so much about meeting me. They need to meet my intern. They need to meet my secretary. They need to start and make someone who's not a notable person, make them feel like a notable person, and then endear themselves and empower that person with whatever they have to offer so that they get in. They got to be team players, and they got to understand that in order to get to the top, you got to make the people at the bottom feel like they're at the top. Wise advice from a wise man. Long live Andre Harrell.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.